It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in this neck of the woods, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great staff, great atmosphere. It's a great spot, and there's always a good atmosphere in the place. And they do carvery on a Sunday. So if you are in this neck of the woods, swing by the White Sands Hotel. And our thanks, by the way, to all of the people who have popped into the hotel over the last while looking for Opinions Matter travel mugs. And we will have more travel mugs to give away at the end of this episode of the podcast. At the end of this episode of the podcast, we will have more Opinions Matter travel mugs to give away. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Shocking footage, which we have posted on our Facebook page just a while ago on facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Shocking footage doing the rounds of joyriders driving a car against the flow of traffic on the M50. As you will see if you've seen the video, or if you haven't, go and have a look at it. Traffic trying to move out of the way of these scumbags as they drive towards them for a bit of fun. And I mean, we had the big accident on the M50 the other day where 8 young fellas in a car went the wrong way up the M50, one of the slip roads on the M50, and ploughed into an innocent motorist. And, I mean, that was joyriding as well.
So we did a bit of research into this, because myself and Adrian, we'll hands up, we'll admit, neither of us are on TikTok. Now, I do have a TikTok account, but I haven't been on it in years since COVID. And I didn't realise... I spent about an hour earlier on today going through TikTok videos. I did not realise how many joyriding videos are on TikTok. TikTok is literally full of little yuppros posting videos of themselves joyriding cars around Dublin. They're all in Dublin and being chased by the guards. And there's one particular video that we haven't put up. And just as we're watching it, I'll describe it to you, because this is absolutely shocking. And there's no point playing the audio from it, because they all listen to crappy dance tunes. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
These crappy dance tunes blaring in the background. And this particular video that I said we can't put up because there's a minor in the back. It's three young fellas in a car going up the motorway. And
well, they're driving down the slip road onto the motorway, and then they do a sharp U-turn at the end of the slip road to go on the opposite direction, heading directly into traffic on the M50.
And it scans to the back seat of the car, and you see a young fella there who's about the same age as my young fella. There's a 12-year-old, I'd say. He's about 12, isn't he? Sitting in the back of the car, and they're driving up the wrong way of the motorway in a slip road. With the guards stop chasing them because they can't go up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, some of the comments, I mean, read out one of the comments, Adrian, that came in on our post from Rachel.
Yeah. That's because the guards have to be careful going after them. If anything happens, the little darlings, the guards' jobs are on the line, or the little darlings or the families have the neck to sue them for injuries. Now, here's the thing. If the guards are in pursuit of a stolen car that is being driven recklessly, because these little fuckers drive recklessly, and excuse my language, but it really annoys me.
Yeah. Do you know what the rules of engagement are when it comes to stolen cars and the Gardaí?
I believe that the guards can pursue and do pursue unless it's dangerous to do so. So for example, there was another video I saw where the guards were pursuing them down the slip road onto the motorway, but when they did a sharp U-turn and headed the wrong way up the motorway, the guards stopped. The guards can't drive the wrong way up a motorway intentionally.
To chase joyriders.
So they had to just let them go. And My question, well, our question to you is, should the guards even be giving chase to people in stolen cars? Because in my opinion, and I've always believed this, back to the 90s when we had a joyriding epidemic.
And it's back, by the way. And this is not a scaremongering or
exaggerating.
No,
it is back. It's back. And it's worse now because the Yup Bros, as you described them, are getting a hard-on from putting these videos up on TikTok and whatever and being praised. Oh, you're heroes. You're legends. Oh, you're brilliant lads.
So this particular video of the car belting up the motorway the wrong way. And there's two videos of that going on. Two different separate incidents with two different gangs in it. The comments on TikTok are all fair play to you. Give the guys a run for their money. All this. Outrun the pigs. Outrun legends, legends, legends. So they're getting legendary status on social media when they post these videos up. So that's why they're doing it. They're doing it for clout. Now, this particular video that we've just described to you, I just want you to think about that. You could be driving on the motorway and pulled over to fix your tire, or you could be pulled over because your child isn't feeling well. Literally standing in the hard shoulder, and this car is coming at you at 120 or 140 kilometres an hour. You haven't got a hope. Something needs to be done about it.
Okay, but the question is, should the guards be giving pursuit at all? Should they be... let's just deal with this for a second. Should they be chasing them at all? Because I've always believed, and as I was about to say, back to the 90s when joyriding was absolutely rampant around Dublin, it is back again. I think what they're looking for is the chase from the guards. And in fact, you can look at some of the videos and you see them looking out the back window and, fuck off, guards. You don't actually hear them saying that, but that's what they are saying because they're getting away from them. So this is one of the things that they get off on, evading the guards, chasing them. They think that makes them absolute legends. If the guards weren't chasing them, they'd have nothing to drive fast for.
So you're not seriously suggesting that the guards should stop chasing them and just wave them on and go, how are you, lads?
No, I'm not saying wave them on. I believe they should lay a trap for them further up the road. The guards know where they are. But chasing them is exactly what they want. That's what they get off on. They get off on evading the guards.
And by the way, neither of these videos that we're talking about now that have gone up in the last week are the video of the eight little tow rags in the car that caused that crash. This is two separate incidents.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking you whether or not the Gardaí should give pursuit when a car has been stolen. My argument is that's exactly what they're looking for. That's exactly what they want. They want to be chased. They want to be pursued by the guards. They get off on that. And I'm saying, stop them being chased, and then they've nothing to drive fast for. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. I want to kick off with a message that came in to us just a while ago from a lady called Aideen.
Hi, Aideen. I just wanted to say, I think it's absolutely shocking what's going on at the minute. I think the teenagers are allowed to do what they want. They're getting away with absolutely everything. There's no consequences to their actions. What's it going to take for this to stop, and how many people will they kill in the meantime? Thanks.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at Carpet Luxury Bedding and furniture.com.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm just sick to my stomach.
Yeah, I don't blame you. When I see videos like this, it really makes me sick to my stomach. And as Jeremy said a couple of minutes ago, the videos that we're seeing here are not from the accident on the M50 the other day.
I thought they were.
No.
To be honest,
because this is worse.
Yeah,
because that car last weekend had eight young fellas in it. This car that's in that video didn't have anything like eight in the car.
But do you know, like, the sickening thing about it is, it's worse because that, like, we all know they all go out joyriding, right? We all know they do that. But what? They've taken this to another level. Another level. On a motorway. As Jeremy said there, you could be on the side of the road. You know, because at one stage in that video, they had nowhere to go, only onto the into the beyond the yellow line and onto the verge. You'd have no hope. And this brings it back again. I don't care what anyone says. They should be fucking named. Stop protecting them. Why are we protecting them?
Okay, well,
why are we protecting those kids?
We were talking about naming them and all that, and that is a conversation that we had on the last episode of the podcast. But you can't be naming people before they're convicted of a crime or whatever.
Even after they're convicted, Adrian.
They're not
why
named.
Are we
no,
protecting
I know,
them?
No, I agree. And it is a conversation from, as I said, the previous episode of the podcast. But my question is there anything to be gained by the Gardaí pursuing them in hot pursuit, as they say in the movies? Because I would argue, no. I think what they are looking for and what joyriders, and I even hate that expression, but what joyriders have always looked for is the chase, is evading the guards.
I don't believe that, Adrian.
You don't think that's what they want?
No, because every time, like Limerick is only in the road from me, right? There is joyriding going on there and in our own town as well. But for years, and they're doing that whether the guards are there or not. They don't care.
I know, but it adds to the buzz when they're being chased by
it
the guards.
It doesn't add to the buzz. It doesn't add to the buzz. They do it anyway. They love the buzz of doing it. They love just throwing the cars around up and down the street. They don't give a shite. So whether the guards are after them or not, and I do think to a certain point, the guards should be allowed to chase. And I'm sorry, well, but
to
if
a
you're
point,
a little
sorry,
darling,
sorry, to a point, Angela, the guards do give chase. If we look at one of the videos that I saw yesterday, the guards were chasing them until they did a handbrake or a U-turn on the slip road of the motorway and headed the wrong way up the motorway.
Yeah.
The guards can't pursue them then. They just
no,
can't.
No, they can't pursue that. They can't. But what should be done there is a couple of slipways up the road, divert the traffic off and put down the spikes and get them.
I know, but it's Angela, you could drive the length of the M50 in the middle of the night in 20 minutes. So you'd want to be very efficient to make that happen. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well,
why
don't we have a task force for that? So
because
why don't we have like no? There's no because. This is putting, like as you said, with that video, how many people, I don't give a shit about the little scrotes in the car, but how many innocent victims could have been killed? So what we should be doing now is that we have a task force on the M50, for the M50, for the motorways alone. That's it. That's all they do.
You see, the problem is with the Gardaí, and this is what I'm hearing as well over the last couple of weeks since this spiked again, this joyriding epidemic. What I heard is that a lot of Gardaí are now terrified to go after them, terrified to chase them, because the parents...
You can't blame them.
The parents of these little scumbags...
Your man got reported and found...
Yeah, no, they're not... I wouldn't even call them parents. I'd call them the sperm donors of these children, because they're not parents. If they were parents, their kids wouldn't be doing this. But the parents of these scumbags would have those guards thrown off the force, would literally say, the reason my little John is dead and wrapped around the lamppost is because the guards chased him. They had no right to chase them.
And that is exactly...
Well, what I would do in that case, Adrian, is I would lift it. I would lift the law for that if a guard is in pursuit and something happens to one of those kids, it's not the guard's fault.
Okay, but we've already seen a guard being prosecuted and losing his license for pursuing a scooter or a scrambler.
Yep.
He was done for dangerous driving, basically. My point is,
Okay, I don't blame the guards not pursuing them, but they do in certain circumstances. I don't think they should, because I believe that that is exactly what the little fuckers are looking for.
By the way, that guard was acquitted.
On appeal.
On appeal,
he was acquitted on appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, but he was initially convicted of it, of dangerous driving. But yes, he was acquitted on appeal. But my point to you is, Angela, I believe, and I know you say you don't think it is the case, I believe that's what they're looking for. That's what they want. They want the buzz.
I don't believe it. I don't. They have the buzz enough of driving around and up and down roads, whether the guards are chasing them or not. Do this whether the guards are chasing them or not.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me go to line two. And who have you got? Joseph, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joseph?
Adrian, I'm not great for seeing these videos. It's deeply concerning what's going on, and that this not only is joyriding becoming more of a thing, it's also being live streamed or shown on social media like it's some sort of badge of honor. I think the social media aspect of this thing is probably as powerful as the joyride itself. It's quite remarkable. I spotted one myself only last week, and I passed it on to a Garda friend of mine, some fellow I won't name, sharing videos of himself robbing cars and joyriding them. And at a certain point, he was in the video himself, and I thought, this is fucking ridiculous. These guys don't care. They're going as far as essentially broadcasting it to the wider public. And when I passed it on to the guard, he was in no way surprised. He thought, yeah, we're seeing quite a bit of this at the moment. And then, of course, we've had the horrific incident on the M50. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, some people are saying the Gardaí shouldn't chase them. But the M50, in fairness, is a very simple thing to do there, is find out where they are on the M50, close the road at three or four junctions ahead, and spike the fuckers.
Okay, and that's exactly what Angela said. But as I was saying, in the middle of the night, you can drive most of the M50 in about 20 minutes. So you're never going to get the guards to ring ahead, identify the exact junction to be at and all of that. It's not going to happen in that short space of time.
I don't know why not, Adrian. I don't know why not. But surely even six or seven junctions ahead, you could have some sort of system in place where a Gardaí can catch them in the act. I mean, it's just, they could do it in the States. Why not on the M50? I mean, the roads in the States are much, much bigger. And they seem to have this constantly over there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that the guards should be chasing, pursuing these young fellas?
It's a difficult one to answer. I think that the frugal thing to do would be to plan ahead on the M50, the N7, whatever the main stretch of motorway is. Because you can do that. And maybe it's just that there's not enough Gardaí to police this. I'm not too sure. And I do understand the concern with the Gardaí getting involved in a chase. I mean, we saw the Garda car getting rammed, being in the news. These guys literally don't give a shit. And Jeremy, I have to say, is bang on. What we're dealing with are dragged up absolute scum. Adrian, if you or I were to have taken a car when we were younger, we would have been bet up and down the house.
Yeah,
now,
no,
I don't condone hitting children, but these kids are mollycoggles, little Johnny, little whoever, and there has to be consequences. So as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to act like big boys, they need to be treated like big boys in a court. Try them as adults. Teach them a fucking lesson. That's the only way out of this quagmire.
Yeah, and again, we've had this conversation on a previous episode where we were asking, should juvenile offenders be named and shamed? A lot of people think, yes, they should. But again, this goes back, I genuinely believe, and in fact, we were looking at a video just a while ago of young fellas in a car. Actually, the irony of this conversation, I've just spotted in that video, the irony of that video. See, Jeremy, you're just looking at that video there. What's the irony of that?
They have a seatbelt on.
He has a fucking seatbelt on him.
Yeah. Well, the young fella in the middle doesn't.
No, but the young fellas who's doing some of the videoing while they're driving up the wrong way in the motorway has a seatbelt on. But
they have the wherewithal to make sure that they're relatively safe, but couldn't give a flying fuck about anyone else.
And in this particular video of the two young fellas in the back and the fella driving it as well, where they're driving their own way up the motorway, you can see, and like, did the guards not go on to TikTok? Can the guards not go on to, have they not got the cop on to go on to TikTok and actually look at this video and go, I actually recognise this? Because
this isn't their first rodeo. These scumbags are going around stealing cars. They're doing it all
the time. And this happened a few years ago. Do you remember the young one on the M50 who put it up on social media telling the guards they were getting smoked? And just a remarkable thing that social media is that powerful, that this is what they think they should do. Oh, what'll we do tonight? I'll tell you what, we'll live stream robbing a car, driving it down the wrong way on the M50.
She got locked up, by the way. That wasn't a robbed car. Gemma Green was her name, and those of you will remember she did live stream. She literally drove around the whole of Dublin for a whole night. There was Gardaí after her, and she was actually locked up. She was jailed for that. I think she's doing 2 years or whatever. She pled guilty to recklessly engaging in conduct in such a manner as to drive in the direction of Gardaí. That was back in 2021. I think she got 2 years as far as I know. Judge Nolan actually gave her a sentence. And she's behind bars, and good enough for her, absolute scumbag, putting so many lives.
Okay, Joseph, again, I'll ask the question. Do you think that the Gardaí should be pursuing people driving what are obviously stolen cars? Or is that exactly what the young fellas are looking for? Because I believe it is. I believe that's exactly what they want. And all you have to do is look at some of the videos, and they're getting off on leaving the guards for dust behind them.
I can understand the argument, Adrian, that if you see the blue lights flashing, what you're going to do immediately as a joyrider is speed up. Mm-hmm. And that's just going to increase the danger to everyone else. So in answer to your question, I would reluctantly say no, the Gardaí shouldn't involve them in a chase. But they need to start coming up with some sort of a plan whereby if there's an incident on the M50, find out where it is now and plan ahead. Do the timing, whatever the speed they're doing, 120, 140, try and figure it out amongst yourselves, lads, and get out ahead of it and close the fucking road, spike the road, whatever you have to do to stop it.
No, but you're literally giving them a green light now because you're basically saying, Joseph, that
Jeremy, they have a green light anyway. They're doing it anyway.
You're basically saying, Joseph, that the guards should sit back and just let this happen. That's not what the guards
are. No, but
you are.
No, Jeremy, what I'm saying is they need to plan ahead, because I can see it. I can picture it in my mind's eye. If you're a 16-year-old kid and you're joyriding and you're having so-called fun with your mates, as soon as the blue lights go on, the excitement levels go up and the foot goes down. That's a major concern.
Because the
Gardaí is to escape, to evade the Gardaí. There's only one way of doing that, because they've got more powerful cars most of the time, the guards. So they're going to try and get away from them, and that's just going to cause chaos.
Okay, and obviously what we're trying to avoid here is dangerous driving that can lead to actual harm. No, just listen to me for a second.
Lads, the dangerous driving is... By the way, I don't care if joyriders wrap themselves around the
lamppost. No, nor do I.
I certainly won't be giving money to a GoFundMe page for little Jackson or Harrison or whatever his name is, happens to be, that's dead or in a coma because he wrapped himself. When you get into a stolen car and drive at high speed on our roads, all gloves are off. And I
agree with that.
I don't care if your little scumbag fatherless arse ends up in a grave. And that may sound harsh, but I literally don't, because you are putting their lives in danger. Any of us could have been on the hard shoulder of those motorways.
I agree with all
but
of that,
you,
but okay.
You both to turn
what we're trying
and say
to no, just listen for a second. What we're trying to avoid here is dangerous driving that can lead to harm. That can
it's
lead
happening
to,
anyway. The dangerous driving has already started.
I would argue that
but
it's worse.
Jeremy, it's going to be more dangerous if they speed up.
That's exactly my point.
The
if they're being pursued by the guards, they're going to drive even faster and even more erratically and even more dangerously. Do you not see that? Do you not get that? If you're joyriding a car, obviously you're whoring around like a lunatic, yeah? But if you're being chased by the guard, you're going to whore around like a lunatic with knobs on.
No, I don't get that at all.
Yeah.
I don't
makes
get
perfect
it.
Sense.
No, it doesn't make perfect sense. So is Joseph saying that the guards just sit there and wave them by and go, see you lads, enjoy your joyride?
Well, no, what I'm saying, Jeremy, is that these young lads, whether we like it or not, are capable of driving a car. Now, unfortunately, they're doing that at speed and they're bobbing and weaving through traffic on the M50 mm-hmm. and they can do that with some kind of skill. They're good drivers, sir, for want of a better description. With the blue lights on, that driving is going to become faster and more erratic. And then, unfortunately, it could be yourself, your lovely wife, and your children sitting there on the M50 northbound getting rear-ended by these fuckers.
And that's exactly the point that I'm making. That's exactly the point that I'm making. And I believe that it's only making a bad situation worse.
But when you look at this latest video of these three lads going the wrong way up the motorway,
mm-hmm.
and I know people ask this question all the time, but they ask it like as a hypothetical question, but where are the parents?
No, in the pub, I'd imagine. The pub or the bookies, more often than that, isn't it?
But now, here, the crash on the M50 the other night was at 5:30 in the morning. There's not many bookie shops open at 5:30 in the morning.
Well, where are the parents with their 14 and 15-year-olds out at 5:30 in the morning? They're probably comatose in the bed after a late night drinking session or whatever else. Dragged up scum. I mean, I'd go as far as saying, well, let's punish the parents as well. If they're not willing to parent and their child causes a death, God forbid, on the road from joyriding, then let's punish the parents because they clearly don't give a fuck either.
No, we don't have a law where you can punish people for the crimes that other people commit.
No, we don't, Jeremy. No, that's the point I'm making. Let's get something in there.
Yeah, we probably should.
There might be
have.
Some sort of a deterrent.
But do those parents not realise that their kids are out doing that?
Either they don't realise it or they don't care. I don't know which it is. I've never known which it is, but it's one or the other. Yeah.
So it's scummy.
When they're told, it's my little Johnny wouldn't do that. Well, where was your little Johnny at 5:30 this morning? That kind of aspect of it. You know, it's kids from disadvantaged areas that don't have fucking dads, the single mums that don't bother their arse with them. And that's just so common a story. I'm sick and tired of it, but that's the world we live in.
Sorry, say that again. What, all these young fellas are being brought up by single mums?
Oh, I'd imagine so, Adrian. I'd say they're from the likes of Tala or wherever. They're the single mums and, you know, the dad's not in their life. Like just maybe an educated guess. Let's see. Let's see what happens if they are named. I'd probably be right. I think a lot of people would agree with me on that. You know,
well, there's a lot to take in. So, no, in fairness, I agree with you on that, Joseph. The areas they're from, I can guarantee you, Adrian, these young fellas, if any of them are ever, she can tell by them, if any of them are ever apprehended, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can tell you they don't have addresses in Balls Bridge. Or
no, most probably not.
And not a junior cert among them either.
But sorry, this belief, because I've heard this before, that they have to be being brought up by single mothers because they can't parent properly, you need a father around and all that. That's absolute bullshit. Most of them...
The facts don't care about your feelings, Adrian. You've seen it so often. You've been around long enough to know the truth from bullshit. And I think...
No, I believe
towards the truth here.
Hang on, I believe little bastards any type of household.
Absolutely. I mean, there's some families have a bad egg that are perfectly good families.
That's exactly
you're right
my
in
point.
Saying that. But more often than not, Adrian, when it comes to cases like this, these guys are just dragged up little scroats without any father figure in their life to teach them right from wrong. Little or no discipline. Don't give a flying fuck. From disadvantaged areas, single moms. You know that the pram pushing mummies, that's all. These kids, they become the joyriders and they always kill people on the M50.
I just want to pull you up on one thing. I agree with 99% of what you just said there. But the one thing I will pull you up on is saying they're from disadvantaged areas. No area is disadvantaged nowadays. And I think that's an excuse that people use. You know that old excuse, oh, there's nothing to do. There's nothing for these scumbags to do because they're from disadvantaged. There's advantages in every area. Like, what did they want?
I'll put it this way, a council estate, probably a council estate, most likely. Let's be honest, lads.
No, you know? they probably are. I mean, if you're to look at the addresses of these joyriders, they probably are. Well, do you think in 99% of these cases they're fatherless?
It wouldn't surprise me, Jeremy, at all. There's something clearly missing in their lives. Either they don't have a father figure, or that there's a father figure who is, I suppose, use the word loosely, father. He's no father. If that's the kind of son he's rearing, then, you know, you're not doing a very good job as far as I'm concerned. And like I said earlier on, if you and I or Adrian got a car during the 70s, 80s, 90s, wherever it was you were growing up, we would have been bet up and down the place. You know that and I know that.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Joseph. I want to get more opinions. John is on Opinions Matter.
It comes back down to the same thing, really, doesn't it? It's afterwards what happens when they're caught, the preventative measures. They just walk through the courts and come back out with 50 different convictions on their sleeves, you know. And it is down to politics. People are voting in left-leaning politicians in Ireland who are against strong sentences. who are against prison sentences for young people, because everybody that does something wrong has some sort of disadvantage somewhere. And there needs to be a balance soon enough, or we can just constantly say, oh, everything's out of the hand. Like, that's our main motorway, basically the only motorway in Dublin. And you have people just doing what the hell, ever the hell they want. Yeah. I think people need to get a grip on that, or put pressure on their local representatives to reform, you know, measures that will actually stop these people from doing what, like, lawless behavior, which is just affecting everybody's life.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Brian. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, you were saying about the guards not following procedure there, because they've got to remember they have to protect themselves as well.
I agree. If I was a guard, I wouldn't chase them at all, because I'm putting myself in danger.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the thing, you know. And, you know, I was just thinking about, you said there was a thing in the 90s. This was a thing in the 90s. But it seems that it's moved on another generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it has. It has. And this time round, it's been done with knobs on. It's basically been broadcast live almost.
Can I just say as well, by the way, hang on, because there's some comments annoying me. Lee, regular caller to the show, very fond of Lee. But I have to just put her up on this. She says, well said, Adrian. It's not always a rough background. Lee, it actually is. And I'm sure Joseph will agree with me there. It's always a rough background.
Is it? I don't agree with you.
Kids go to private schools or whatever, aren't
you? But you don't think young rich kids can get into trouble, can break the law?
No, I'm not saying that, because you have young rich kids that end up dealing in drugs. I mean, you just have to look at your woman, what's her name?
Rachel
Allen's son, who's had an awful. But generally, 99% of the time, Lee, I'm sorry to say, it generally is a rough background. They're generally from, as Joseph, what did you say, Joseph, low socioeconomic
backgrounds? Yeah. You know, look, you can picture them in your mind's eye. They're wearing their Canada Goose. The caps are up 45 degrees. Adidas tracksuit bottom. The typical looking scumbag that you picture in your head now are the fuckers in those cars. That's it.
Joseph, Brian, Brian, let me ask you about the guards pursuing these young fellas. As I said, I believe that's what they want. They want the chase. They want
that's exactly it. It's the bulls they're looking for, you know, and that's the thing. And like I said, the guards did have to pull back because of risk to themselves as well, and to other motorists. You know what I mean? You've got to remember, they're going against oncoming traffic. If those guys run into a 40-foot truck, they're history.
Yeah, no, there's no way a guarded car is going to intentionally drive up the wrong way in a motorway. They just can't. And I understand in some of the videos that I've seen, I can understand why the guardie stopped their pursuit because it was just too dangerous. But I'm asking about pursuits in general. And I would argue, there's one video that you've all seen, I'm sure. If you haven't, I'll describe it to you. It's the Gardaí pursuing a car. The car drives down the slip road of a motorway. Not sure exactly what motorway it was. And because the guards were in pursuit, they did a U-turn and went the wrong way up the motorway. The guards stopped. My argument is, they probably wouldn't have made that U-turn and gone the wrong way up the motorway if the guards weren't chasing them.
Lads, the guards have to chase them. They have to chase them.
I don't agree.
Yes, they do.
I don't agree.
It is the job of an Garda Síochána to keep our roads safe.
But then why not chase them up the M50 the wrong way then? Why did they stop there? If you're saying it's their job to chase them up the wrong way on the M50. It's ridiculous. The point is, it is making dangerous driving even worse because of the speed at which they're driving.
Well, I won't shed a tear for any joyrider that ends up dead.
Yeah. Would you shed a tear for a Garda that ends up dead chasing them?
Yes, obviously I will. But it is their job still to stamp this out. This isn't going away, lads. We're going to be talking about this in another month's time when another car is involved in a crash. Something needs to be done.
Okay, Stephen asks, why is it always the parents' fault? I'm sure most parents want their kids growing up to be a little bastard.
Some do, Stephen, because they're shit parents. That's why. Because they're too busy in the pub drinking or doing coke in the kitchen in the evening time or whatever the case may be. Or they're just, some people, Stephen, I don't know if you know this or not, but some people are just shit parents. And they were scum when they were parents. So they have a different set of values to normal people. So you have a certain set of values, Adrian, that were passed down from your parent and parent to parent.
Again, I would argue that, not, and this is a conversation we had on the last episode, where I believe some of the young fellas involved in this, not all, some of them.
Some of their dads are judges.
But let me finish my sentence.
Like oh, yeah, yeah.
Some of them are easily led little gobshites that actually do have decent parents at home, but they're being, the peer pressure is making them get into these cars. One young fella in one of the videos I saw, he never opened his mouth. He looked like he was going to pass away peacefully from the fear. He probably just said, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go with you, lads, I'll go. Would you? He was fucking terrified in the
Joseph,
car.
Joseph, do you believe that that's bullshit? That some joyriders have good, parents, is what Adrian's saying.
Sorry, again, yeah. I speak for myself here. I won't speak for anyone else. But I wouldn't have dreamt about getting into a car with any old white friend.
Nor did I when I was a young fella. But what I'm trying to say is just listen to me for a second. There are some easily led, absolute idiot young fellas that'll do what the rest of the lads are doing, but actually deep down underneath it all, he's got good parents who had, and he's shitting himself in the car, but he's just going along with what the lads are doing. That's it.
This is 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, the 5:30 in the morning bit.
Any responsible parent would know where their child is at 5:30 in the morning. They wouldn't be out at 5:30 in the morning. I mean, that's irresponsible parenting. You can polish it any way you want, but it's shocking parenting. And I hope that they, when they're eventually named, if they're named, I'm sure they know what's going on at the moment. I hope they're totally and utterly ashamed of themselves. And they should be. An embarrassment to society is what they are.
And I'm sure any parent, no parent sends their child out, whether you'd like to admit this or not, to go joyriding cars at 5:30 in the morning.
They do indirectly.
Indirectly
they do. Yes, no parent turns around and says,
right, Johnny, good luck now. Send me a text when you rob that car.
No parent does that. But indirectly they do by letting them be, and I see it in a state not a million miles away from where I live, Adrian, that you know, yeah? There are kids, feral kids in that estate, yeah? That have literally been raised by on the roads. There's no parental supervision.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'll just add, guys, I don't know you both personally, but I could almost guarantee that Adrian, your children would have never done this. Jeremy's children won't do this because you guys are smart. You're intelligent people. You've raised your children to know right from fucking wrong.
And again,
and you can both say that your kids wouldn't dream of.
I agree with a lot of what you're saying. However, I do believe that there are gullible young fellas who cave into peer pressure. Jeremy, why do you think most, not so much now, but back in the day, most teenagers experimented with smoking?
That's
because
the same thing.
It's the same thing. No, it's your mate saying, go on, give it a try, It's called peer pressure.
No, it's your job.
As Davin says in his message, Jeremy was obviously never part of a big friends group. He wouldn't understand peer pressure.
I was a loner.
But you were never put under any sort of peer pressure for anything.
I grew up in a state where joyriding was fairly prominent in the
That's not the point. Did anybody ever try and put pressure on you to do anything wrong?
Put pressure on me.
You haven't a clue. You're a naive fool.
No, I'm not naive.
You don't understand what peer pressure is.
No, I just want parents to actually do the job and parent their children correctly, and they won't joyride cars.
I hope it stays sunny for you now.
All these Canada Goose, Monterey, tracksuit wearing scumbags, yeah? Mm. I can guarantee you if they ever appear in court, I can tell you exactly what their parents look like and the exact type of person their parents are. And I can tell you one thing, Adrian, they're not middle class people from good areas of Dublin, I'm telling you that. And what has happened is they've let their, just shush for a second, they have let the streets rear their kids because they were shit parents. So while they were too busy doing coke or down in the bookies or whatever, their kids are being reared on the streets by other scumbags with no parental supervision. No father to say, that's wrong. No mother to say, that's wrong.
Again, you weren't...
And when you eventually see them, you'll be eating humble pie, Adrian, because I think Jeremy is absolutely bang on the money. It wouldn't surprise me one iota to see one of these kids give the middle finger to the cameraman and be in the paper.
Yeah, you basically have, and I'm not an ideal parent, by the way, I'm not the ideal parent, you basically have 5 years to get your shit together with your kids. And that's the years when they become like sponges. And you say, Adrian, they can go down the bad road. It starts from about, I'd say, from about 11 to 16. I'm in the middle of it now with my eldest.
Yep.
Where they can be easily influenced.
That's all I'm trying to say.
So your job as a parent is to get them into shit that will get them part of a football club, gal club, whatever. Get them into shit that will keep them away from scumbags. I showed my young fella one of those videos of the joyriding car. And again, I'm not saying I'm the ideal parent. I'm not saying that my young fella is a little angel. But I showed him the video of the little scroats in the car driving up and down the road. And I said, what do you make of that, Luke? What do you think of the video? He says, they're little scumbags, aren't they? Well, he said, yup bros. He said, they're little yup bros. Where are their parents? That's coming from an 11-year-old. Your job as a parent is to make sure your child doesn't go down that path. And if you leave, and I said, again, in the estate, Adrian, that's not a million miles away from me. You drive through that at 11 o'clock at night, you will see kids out, just hanging out on the streets, 8, 9, 10 years of age. You'll see them out hanging in the street in the dark, hanging around with other gurriers. That's bad parenting. If you drop the ball on your parenting because you're too busy doing your coke or you're too busy drinking in the pub,
I think you're right in a lot of ways of what you're saying, but you're being too stereotypical. You're not seeing the bigger picture.
Oh, okay, well, I tell you what, if any of these joyriders, if they do end up in court, well, they won't because they're all underage, okay? But if one of their fathers is a solicitor or a barrister,
that's not the point I'm making. The point I'm making is that some young fellas are so gullible and easily led and walked all over.
You grew up in one of the roughest estates in the South Side. The roughest.
Any stretch of the imagination.
You didn't end up robbing cars because your parents
but people who live two doors away from me did.
But your parents are of good stock.
Yeah.
Oh, are they not?
They're for the grace of God. And all that. Stay there for a second. Let me bring in Helen.
Afternoon, lads. I lived in Finglas over 30 years ago and two young lads was killed in a joyriding car crash. And I was at the funeral because I knew the family. And after the funeral, they got a badge of honour. They did a motorbike lap around the village and they got a badge of honour. Scumbags, because joyriding was huge at the time, scumbags weren't concerned about these two lads that had died. They gave them a badge of honour.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Colm, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colm?
I'm doing well, Adrian. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. It's lovely weather here. I hope it is back home as well.
It's not bad. What did you want to say on this, Colm?
I'm with Jeremy again. I believe that 99% of them are just scumbags. They're not gullible. They're just scum. They're jumping at the excitement of it. If I was 15 or below and I was caught in a situation like that, I would have been grounded for 2 years. I would have been beaten up and down the stairs a couple of times, and I would have been grounded for a year or two. So that just goes to show. And I'm an addict. I'm someone who spent 20 years doing drugs, but that was a step too far. You don't rob cars. Only scumbags do that. Do you know what I mean? You can cause someone serious injury or death.
So
simple as that. That's
okay, I'm asking a couple of questions today. One of them is, should the Gardaí be giving pursuit to young fellas who've robbed cars?
I think yes, but then the long answer would be there'd have to be decisions on the ground based on each individual chase, because some are more dangerous than others.
I think any chase is dangerous, is it not?
Well, no, if someone's in a housing estate and they're doing 27 miles per hour in a car that's been joyrided for 2 hours, they're not really a risk unless there's people out on the street. But someone driving up on the motorway at 100 kilometres an hour or 140 kilometres an hour, they're basically driving. To me, it's not stupid, it's reckless, it's not gullible, it's criminality at its finest, glorifying Instagram. Look, as someone who spent a long time on the streets and doing the wrong things, I'm telling you, only scumbags joyride cars.
No, I agree. I'm not going to argue that point. If you're joyriding a car, you're not the salt of the earth. But my question is, is it not what these little tow rags are looking for? They're looking for the chase from the guards. And by the way, I made this exact same argument back in the day when this was also a huge thing. Isn't that what they want? They want the chase, and all you have to do is look at some of the videos going around online, and they keep turning back to the guards chasing them, and it's like, well, we're beating them. That's what they want. That's the Bulls they're looking for.
It is what they want, but I think the root cause is they know at the end game is no punishment. No punishment at home, no punishment from the community, and no punishment from the law. So the chase is one half of it, and the second half is going, ha, 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 wasn't all this great because nothing's going to happen about it.
Okay, so you believe that there's no harm done by the guards chasing them?
No, I don't know. Like, I do. I've seen the terrible circumstances that happened on the M50 there with the Red Wall gang and all that. I understand. But they're putting themselves in it, and they're putting other innocent members of the public. So I think the police have to have a specific unit to challenge this, because at the end of the day, it's downright tuggery, and they're killing innocent people. Who gives a fuck if they kill themselves? But if they kill other people, you know, I just think it's wrong. Like, I think it's wrong, and I think younger people should just say it's wrong.
Yeah, right, all you have to do is listen to that voice note we played a while ago from the woman who was at a funeral back in the day of a young fellas killed in joyriding, and they were treated like heroes. They got a lap of honour off England.
But sorry, can I just say on that, I would not go to I'm not in those circles. I would not go to a funeral of a joyrider.
If it was one of your best friends whose child just happened to get caught up on it.
None of my best friends' kids joyride cars. I would not.
That you know of.
They don't. They don't hang around in those circles. I would not go to
those circles.
Those circles.
What are those circles?
The joyriding circles. I would not go to a funeral. I could not sit there in a church. Maybe it's because I'm not two-faced, but I could not sit there in a church and grieve and weep and mourn.
You might be there because you know one of the parents,
and sit there and hear a eulogy about how nice of a kid he was and all that. No, absolute bollocks. I won't be a hypocrite like that. Sorry, just on that, Joseph, a message came in from a regular listener who's not happy with you. That pig Joseph needs to apologise. I'm a single mother for Tala. My young fella is 7 years of age, and I can guarantee you he will not be a scumbag because I'm a good parent. He needs to apologise.
I'm not apologising to anybody. It might have been a sweeping generalisation, but I think I'm safe enough to assume that a lot of these young fellas are from disadvantaged areas, probably most likely don't have a father figure in their lives, and if they do, the father isn't much of a father. So no, I won't be apologising to anyone, because I think if please God, we do find out who they are, they're pictured, that you and I, Jeremy, will both be bang on. Can I just mention one other thing? And I think it might be a broader conversation and maybe one for another day on your show. But I think the social media aspect of this whole thing is huge. It is huge. What those guys were looking for was for clout on social media.
TikTok needs to take these videos down.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many of these videos. You know the way the algorithm changes if you watch one thing. Yeah. I mean, I watched one joyriding video. I actually sent it to you guys not so long ago. But that they're constantly popping up on my algorithm from different users. And we saw what happened only, 2 weeks ago with Perez Hilton going live on TikTok and doing what he did. This thing needs to be policed. So the social media aspect of this whole thing now, joyriding and all the rest of it, needs to be seriously, seriously looked at, because that's one of the main things I would imagine that these guys were trying to achieve, because they knew if they went live, oh, let's go take a car, and they were going to get likes and follows and shares and all that. And that is so powerful, especially that age group.
Okay, Joseph, stay with me for one second.
Sorry, so you're in a long answer, you're not apologising to Olivia about the...
No, you said straight away he wasn't.
No, in fairness, I agree with you. You didn't say every child of a single mother will end up joyriding cars, but what you did say is... that every joyrider is normally fatherless. That's what you said.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me at all, yeah.
Stay there. I want to play a message that I've been asked to play for you from Jonathan.
Afternoon, lads. Just listen to that cabbage Joseph again. He sounds like a very violent and angry man. I'd hate to be his wife or his children. The threat of violence hanging over them the whole time with his attitude. Does Joseph realise that the state took away the power for parents to discipline their children? Not allowed to anymore. If you do, and they ring two, so like Joseph likes to keep them on fucking on ago, you can be charged for assault. Joseph again, the cabbage and his fucking boys. Well, like I said, I feel sorry for this poor wife and his children. I say they're terrified living with that man.
Do you want to respond to that?
Not particularly, but I hear what he's saying and I understand that it's against the law, but maybe that's half the fucking problem with these guys. Because, like I said, as much as it happened in the 70s, 80s and the 90s, it wasn't as prevalent. Where it was prevalent was in disadvantaged areas. That is a fact, and facts don't care about your feelings. Adrian, you wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. Jeremy wouldn't have done it, because what we had when we were younger was fear of consequences. What these guys don't have is exactly that. They have no fear of consequences because there are none. And that's why they go and do what they fucking like.
Thank you, Joseph. Let me bring in Keith. Keith is on Opinions Matter.
If guards get a report of a car in a certain area with so many people in it, go in and block the fucking area off. Block all exits going in and out of it. Go in slowly but surely, get the car before it goes out onto any main roads, any fucking major motorways or anything like that. Nip it in the bud before it actually becomes a danger. Now, sure to God, the guards were getting calls over them lads in that car because there were so many of them fucking in it. Did they act on it? No. Did they chase him? Yeah. What have you got the helicopter for? It's not meant to go into the air and, you know, sit there and wait for these lads to, you know, jump out of the car and run, and then they can advise the squad cars to go in and, you know, take the car and bring it off. You know, a lot of these CCTV up around all the hills in the States sort of said you can't identify people with them. Like, come on. They might be able to cover their faces, whatever, but they have to take the mask off at some fucking stage. The cameras could be swinging around. Same coat, same shoes, description. But there's Joseph wants to fucking, the guards to know the future, like, you know, fly down there and block her off. There's not that many around. When you get a report, you can block off the areas. You know, motorways are different.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed. Katie, you're on Opinions Matter.
Hi, lads. I definitely agree with Adrian that they're getting the buzz out of the chase, and they know they can do whatever they want, and the guards' hands are tied on what they can do. I think what we're missing is we need to get 10 steps ahead of them rather than them being 10 steps ahead of the guards all the time. The community policing is what is missing here. So what I mean by that is the guards should know who is the little runt of the litter that's out doing this. Know where he lives. Knock on the mother's door. See where little Jimmy is. And if Jimmy's not sat in his sitting room, the guard should be sat in the sitting room. And the guard should be sat there waiting for little Jimmy to come wandering in. And his little no good for nothing, little shit ass should be dragged off away from mammy and daddy, away from the little box room that he's living in with fuck all else to do. And show him a lesson. And I think that should go around all the other little runts from the wherever they are, and the message should be sent around. Like, we don't do this, because I walked into my house through the night and there was a guard sat in my sitting room waiting for me, and we'll see then how far they go, rather than just going around and around and around like hamsters on a wheel, not knowing, not coming, not going, not knowing what they're doing. And the poor man that's travelling up the M50 trying to get to work or trying to get to hospital or trying to do something is in the middle of an accident with a little runt that doesn't know his alphabet. So I think the guards need to get ahead of them rather than us constantly chasing them. Find out their names, find out their addresses, who's doing this, community garden, feet on the ground, and sit in mammy and daddy's house or sit outside with two or three squad cars parked outside the house and wait for the little runt to come in from wherever he's come from whatever rock he's crawled out from under.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Katie. And finally, Dave.
Hey, lads, great show there as usual. Do you think all these little scrotes that are like these scrote teenagers, like, what, where the fuck do their parents think that they are at 5 o'clock in the morning? Or what sort of parents doesn't know where your son or your daughter is at 5 o'clock or 5:30 in the morning? They must be coked out of their fucking head. Like, I see it in my estate, lads, and I see the next generation that's coming up, little scrotes, and they're only about 5 or 6 years old, out at 10:45 at night time with their ear pierced. Like, there's a lad going around with his ear pierced, he's about 6, with no top on him, shouting and roaring and all on a little kind of a battery operated fucking bike, you know, that the parents, you know, we'll get little Brando, we'll get him, like, you know, a little, we get him a quad bike for Christmas. You know, all these type of fucking assholes, Of course you should know where your kids are at night time. I absolutely, 100% blame the parents. It's shit parenting.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Dave, and thank you all of you for your comments and opinions on that one. Now, before we go, would you like to win yourself an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug? What do they have to do, Jeremy?
WhatsApp the word Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, okay, because you get coffee in Starbucks.
Yeah.
You can use your reusable Opinions Matter travel mug in Starbucks. Well, the reason I'm saying that
is my wife, she wouldn't be a Starbucks, she'd be more Costa Coffee.
Yeah,
is her, that's her.
Coffee is coffee, but yeah, go on.
But that's her choice. And she uses an Opinions Matter one. She says
there
it,
you go.
She says it keeps the coffee warm so much longer.
Yeah, it does. It's great. So send the word Starbucks to 0858252626 and you could win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Starbucks, send it to us right now.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.